Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we talk about the use of gender pronouns in school and elsewhere. And, you know, for some of you for whom this is new, maybe you've just recently started seeing gender pronouns becoming used like at work on everything from email signatures to Zoom IDs and LinkedIn profiles. If you've recently introduced your gender pronouns to your professional life, give us a call, whether it's he, him, she, her, or they, them. Just one other side note. You know, we're talking about this in English, of course, but one of my producers who's familiar with multiple languages pointed out that it's maybe more difficult in French, Italian, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, which rely heavily on binary pronouns that are binary. So if anybody wants to weigh in on how you're teaching languages where even the word they is gendered, like in French, the word il, I-L-S, plural, refers to a group of either all men or a mixed gender group, whereas the word el, plural, E-L-L-E-S in French, refers to a group of all females. So how do you adapt there? French speakers call in, or anyone else. And Andy in Middletown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
And I should say that's Middletown, New Jersey, because we also have Middletown, New York, and Middletown, Connecticut in our listening area. Hi, Andy. You're a high school teacher, I see.
Yes, I am.
So
we have a new policy that when we meet the students on the first day and do icebreakers, the students can tell the class and the teacher their pronouns. And a lot of the students are non-binary or trans, and they really appreciate that. And I've also found that if a student or a teacher misgenders a student, if they correct it and are willing to correct that, the students really appreciate it. They don't really get angry or anything like that.
Andy, thank you very much. Chris in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hey there. I, too, am a high school teacher. I'm a high school English teacher, and I have two experiences in this front. The first one is that, like the previous caller, in the beginning of the school year this year, I, you know, introduced my own pronouns, he, him, to my class and, you know, invited my students to do the same. And several students came up to me afterward, and I've been teaching, you know, well over a decade, but several students came up to me afterward and said, you know, privately, like, thank you for doing that and normalizing it. And even though I've had, you know, LGBTQ students over the years, I don't know, I hadn't done that in the past, and I saw instantly the difference it made. But then from another perspective, more rhetorical one, I, being a high school English teacher, you know, I've worked with students on compositions for years, and I know that I used to teach my students, if you're referring to a person, you know, his or her this or his or her that. Mm-hmm. And I made the rhetorical shift later on just, you know, out of cognizance of the way that the world changes. And then finally, as a person who's recently picked up French, I've actually had to parse my French speaking friends about that, because about the mixed gender il versus elle. And I've gotten different responses from three of them. So I suffice to say, I haven't tried it out yet.
I question sometimes why we use singular pronouns at all anymore. Why don't we just, if we're talking about a person other than ourselves, why don't we just refer to everyone as they, and then it doesn't exclude anybody? But maybe people, especially if they are identified as they, them, maybe they want that to be distinct from she, her, he, him. Do you have an opinion about that as an English teacher?
Yeah, I mean, well, language, any English teacher who is teaching anyone that language is static, I would submit is just wrong. So I think the natural evolution of language always, hopefully, is that the community that uses the language does so in a way that, that does the people who speak it justice, right? So, I mean, we don't have like La Francophonie or some sort of regulatory organization that dictates English in the United States and or elsewhere, to my knowledge, at least. And I think that, you know, if it helps people to feel more at home, sort of like the least we could do as human beings is to refer to people the way that they want to be referred,
exactly.
Be that by pronoun or name or
exactly.
Or what have you. So I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with, you know, just using they. And if someone, you know, presumes more specificity within that, I mean, that's sure, fine.
Then that's,
I mean,
up to them. Chris, thank you so much. I really appreciate your call. Caitlin in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Brian. So I actually, I'm referring to myself as she/they, meaning she, her, they, them, because it, and this came from Zoom, actually. It was being on Zoom meetings and being able to almost experimentally type in pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was seeing she, her, and was like, I don't actually have any attachment to she, but I don't necessarily need people to not call me she. But I came out as a lesbian and then kind of realized, oh, maybe I'm bi or pan. So as I'm going through that journey, this gender journey is also, and so it was interesting to be able to use, like, seeing my name and then the pronouns as
uh-huh.
like an experiment to see how it felt. So
now,
that's where I'm at with that.
Sexual orientation, bi or lesbian, for example, is different than what we're talking about on the gender spectrum, right?
Correct.
So
yeah.
What does she, they actually communicate?
She, they to me just communicates that, like, I'm not, you know, I'm an androgynous person. I'm not necessarily, like, attached to femininity as the primary way of seeing me in the world. Nor do I, it's almost like I am like woman and beyond, like
woman and beyond, which is why you don't just use they, them.
Correct. Cause I'm not strictly like, I'm not trans, or I'm at least right now, but, not also just cis.
Yes. Caitlin, thank you so much. Mel in Park Slope. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mel.
Hey, Brian, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling in because I identify as non-binary / transmasculine, and I recently, within the past year or so, have come out using they, them pronouns in, like, professional capacity and beyond just close friends. And one thing I've found really helpful just in terms of getting people to use the right pronouns and making other people feel welcome is to sort of incorporate pronouns with your introduction, like, whether you're in a group meeting new people and you say, hi, I'm Mel, I use they, them pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the case of a job I recently started, I was given like our email signature template and there was actually pronouns like listed right below my name. And that actually gave me a great segue, you know, to speak with my manager and be like, hey, I set up my email signature. And by the way, just wanted to flag, I use they, them pronouns. I know, you know, that might not necessarily be something you're used to, but I'd appreciate any effort to
mm-hmm.
use them. And I've been in this job for like a month now, and I find that, you know, people really make an effort to use the right pronouns. I don't feel like uncomfortable about it because sometimes that's something that me and other non-binary people have felt like using a pronoun that's not conventionally used, at least it's becoming more and more used recently, but Yeah.
Do you think that it helps non-binary people in general for people who are binary to go by she, her, and he, him, and use that label for themselves too?
I think, well, I wouldn't consider like she, her, or he, him a label. It's just the pronouns that we choose to use. Like, I sort of think of it similar to a name, right? Like, I want people to call me Mel because that's my name. I want
mm-hmm.
people to use they, them because those are my pronouns. And sure, like, when cis people enter a room and they're the ones who are like, hi, I'm, you know, Maggie, I use she, her pronouns, that creates a space where everyone, you know, it feels normal. It normalizes, you know, introducing pronouns and making
right.
that, you know, part of the conversation.
Yeah, and that's an interesting distinction between a label and a pronoun. So I take that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it if somebody who's a she, her, or he, him starts a group conversation with that ID, does it risk forcing people out who may be gender non-binary before they want to declare?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm actually part of a couple different groups, like support groups for trans and non-binary people, and that concern has come out where people feel kind of put on the spot. I don't really know, you know, a great solution for that. The way I kind of see it is I think pronouns can be transient. Like, there are people who are genderqueer, there are people who come out later, or there are people who, you know, my pronouns for the day are she, her, and maybe another day, another year, they might be something else. So that's something I think that helps me, at least in terms of that.
Mel, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it. George in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Oh, I'm your perfect candidate for this discussion. I'm trans, been trans my whole life, but been on hormones for 10 years. Uh-huh. But I'm a 6'3" male with size 13 shoes. So I used to do a lot of drag, but that was, you know, in venues where it was, you know, accepted and everyone was the same, right? So I'm never going to transition. So I'm a really perfect non-binary person, right? I'm the exact non-binary person. And I have to say, it is so nice that the world is waking, understanding that such people exist. Like, I just found a proper gender affirmation practice. And they ask you when you come in, they say, what pronouns do you like? What, you know, what name do you go by? I mean, they're so sensitive and aware.
That's good. And as an English teacher, and we just have 15 seconds left, do you find that, I don't know if you teach high school or what, but that for younger people, it's just like ordinary by now or not yet?
I've only had one student last year who I identified as a they, and I really never had an opportunity to use it. I always said the person's name.
George, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called on this segment. Hopefully it will continue the progression of respecting everybody and also avoiding gender misidentification. The Brian Lehrer Show is produced by Lisa Allison, Mary Croak, Zoe Azoulay, Amina Cerna, and Carl Boisron. Zach Goddard-Cohen works on our daily podcast, Juliana Fonda, and Leora Noam Kravitz at the audio controls.